There's a real problem with ethics if, on the one hand, we forget God's moral law, summarized for us in the Ten Commandments. And on the other hand, there's a big problem if we forget the law of love. These things really have to go together. And so to say to somebody after they've become a Christian, just serve your neighbor in your vocation, that's not enough. We need to say the Christian life is a life of love. God has given us his love, and he's called us to love him and to love one another. And not only has he given us this love and shown us this way of love, he's also given us specifics. He's the one who gets to define what that love looks like. And the place that he has defined what that love looks like is in the Ten Commandments, that they recognize that it's not just their hearts that should be leading them in their Christian life, it's God's word, and specifically his moral law that's set forth in his word. Obviously, the law is not it. It's not as though after we have become Christians, all we need now is law. Now, we need both the law and the gospel. We need Christ, we need the Holy Spirit, and we need to continue to learn and grow in this love and this faith that he has given to us. No, it's not enough to say, just look at the works of your vocation. And so if a person is in marriage, is in a family, they need to learn the specifics of what that Christian shape of love and ethics looks like. Likewise, what are our duties specifically as citizens? What are our duties as workers? And so all of these things are important, that we learn this from Holy Scripture and that it all be motivated with the love of God.